It is Friday, April 18th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Do you remember that little list of people to watch in 2014?
That was in What's Up?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I think somebody here was on it.
Wasn't me.
No, I think that guy was on it.
Yeah.
And what have I done so far? It's been a big disappointment. Sorry, folks who've been watching.
But if you remember that list, Janet Alexander was on it, too.
Yes.
She's a Eureka Springs actor, director, artist, entrepreneur, and she is having her first solo show this weekend at Caribe in Eureka Springs. She is about 9 months into the jewelry she's making, which is worked metal that is then powder coated.
Okay.
Powder coating is something new for art. It's been industrially used for a long time.
Does it make stuff? Does it make your work shiny?
It's like enameling it.
Okay. Okay.
Only she says it's a lot easier to work with and a lot more creative. She's also a Kickstarter success because she did a Kickstarter campaign to get the money to get the supplies she needed to have the powder coating available to her in her home. Thus, entrepreneur.
Oh.
So. Her stuff is beautiful. I want all of it. Oh, wait, there's no surprise in that. There's a reception tonight at 6. The show is open 10 to 8 tomorrow and noon to 5 on Sunday. It's KJ's Caribe Restaurant and Cantina, which is becoming quite an arts venue up there.
Arts and music, yep.
309 West Van Buren Street. Admission is free, and you can find out more about Janet at Facebook Eureka Janet. Also tonight, there is a performance and installation by Quentin Rivera Toro at Bottle Rocket Gallery in Fayetteville. Art about the place he's in, and it should be really interesting. Hamlet is on stage at Theater Square, 7:30 today, 2 and 7:30 tomorrow, and 2 and 7 on Sunday at Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville.
Have you made it yet?
I have not.
Have you,
Kyle?
I have not.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah, Hamlet was...
It'd be fun to go see it, and then As You Like It is on stage at the university. We'll talk about that on Sunday.
So plenty of Shakespeare.
And then the Improv Shakespeare Company is going to be in town on Wednesday.
So lots of Shakespeare.
Lots of Shakespeare. Tomorrow is Springfest in Fayetteville.
Bed races and all of that.
It'll snow.
No, this year...
Oh, please, for the love, no.
No, this year I think we're good.
Okay, Springfest is now, what, 20 years old?
No, this is the 31st year.
Okay. Yeah.
They skipped a year, but this is the 31st one.
And every year the weather's been exciting.
Yes.
That's a good word for it.
Yes.
So let's go with not. Let's start a new tradition. There's a pancake breakfast at Jose's at 7, from which you can dive right into the 5K run at 8.
No.
Yeah, I'd say pick one or the
can
other.
Can I not? Will the pancake breakfast still be going on when I'm done running?
I think so.
So I think, yeah. That's the way I would do that in high school. You run and then you go to the pancake breakfast.
Because then you're ready.
You're hungry.
I'm thinking about trying to walk it.
I like it.
They can't chip me to time it because nobody wants to wait around for an hour and a half. But
walk it anyway.
10:30 is the dog parade. 11 o'clock, there's an Easter egg hunt at the Walton Art Center Rose Garden. 1 o'clock is the... eternally popular bed races. There's something called a carpool at 3:45.
Do you pull the car?
I don't know.
Is this like the world's strongest man competition?
I don't know.
Where you pull the fire truck?
Well, what's a tractor pull? Is it like
a tractor pull is two tractors pulling at each other.
So is this maybe
I think this
that?
Is probably like the world's strongest man to see if you can pull a car.
I mean, I'd be okay. I mean, that's impressive, but I'd still be okay with two cars trying to pull each other.
Well, at 3:45 tomorrow, we'll find out.
Okay.
And at 6 o'clock is the pub crawl, and we all know how to do that.
Yeah.
So we got that. Tomorrow is also the Family History Fair, which is at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Springdale.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Starts at 8 o'clock in the morning.
But no carpool there.
No carpool there.
Okay.
You can pull volumes of things.
Yeah.
How's that? The Battle of Fayetteville commemoration is tomorrow. That starts at 10 o'clock at Headquarters House in Fayetteville. Has all sorts of things. A lecture on women in the Civil War, a Civil War medicine program, music by the Holmes Brigade musicians, grandma stories of Cane Hill College with Linda Doty, and the Battle of Fayetteville is described by Ian Beard in the person of Colonel Marcus LaRue Harrison.
All right.
If you don't know about the Battle of Fayetteville, get the over there to Headquarters House. There's a program called The Life and Times of Mary O'Toole Parker. At 10 and noon tomorrow at the Fort Smith National Historic Site. She is the hanging judge's wife, played by Sue Robeson. There's an artist talk with Kat Robinson, who is author of Classic Eateries of the Ozarks and the Arkansas River Valley, at 2 at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale. And a walk on the wild side. That's before the pub crawl. An edible trees and plants workshop from 2 to 4 at Devil's Den.
Wow. You can tell it's spring.
It certainly is. Good luck.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.